好多谢主，藉着弟兄领我哋唱呢一首咁有意思嘅诗歌。
Thank the Lord to through our brother to lead us to sing this hymn that is so meaningful.
的确嘅，我哋喺主嘅面前真系蒙恩嘅一群啊。
Truly, we are those that receive grace from the Lord.
但是你知不知道是边个舍去一切先噶？是主啊，定话我哋咧
？But you know who had gave himself up first? Is it us or him？
当然是我哋嘅主啊，主将佢，甚至佢嘅性命都舍去咗，就系要得着我哋。
Of course, it is our Lord that he sacrificed his very life for us。
好，因为我预备了一些的slide， 所以要做给大家。
Yeah, I prepare some slides.
今早早，这个是我要想跟弟兄姊妹交通的题目。
So the topic that I'd like to share with brother and sister is on the screen.
全然涂抹与不肯灭绝。
So utterly blot out and not utterly destroy。
如果弟兄姊妹只是看这个题目的时候，可能你都会觉得，喂，什么来的？这样。
You look at this topic and ask, what is this, William?
因为呢，连我家人，当我说讲这个题目的时候呢，他们都说，喂，什么意思啊？
So what I did,
讲什么？
I showed this topic to my family members and they have no idea. They asked me, what is this about?
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你留意圣经里面的话的时候呢，你一定会发觉到全然涂抹或者是不肯灭绝这两个字都是从圣经里面出来的。
But if you read the Bible, you will recognize, recall, utterly blot out and utterly destroy where these phrases come from.
不是我特登整出来叫大家没什么头脑。
I did not create them to puzzle you.
是一个命令
，is a command。
个全然涂抹系出自出埃及记第十七章第十四节。
Utterly blot out came from Exodus chapter 17 verse 14。
嗱呢个字亦都系一个责备嚟嘅
，and also a rebuke。
系责备一啲唔肯为主舍去嘅嗰啲嘅人又话。
Rebuke of someone of the Lord that are not willing to utterly give all to the Lord.
是，这个是记载在撒母耳记上的。
It was recorded in 1 Samuel.
但我们等一阵，我们先再读。
And we will get there soon.
所以这两个的历史呢，都有一个共同点。
So these two places of histories have one common point.
这个共同点呢，就是关是关乎以色列人同埋亚玛力人之间嘅嗰啲嘅纠纷而出嚟嘅神嘅说话。
It was some phrases that came out from the relationship, from the dealings between the Israelites and the Amalekites.
所以喺属灵嘅原则同埋喺生命嘅学习嘅上边咧，这个命令系叫系神嘅命令，藉着呢件事叫属神嘅人。将这个肉体将这个己将这个老我去除灭。
So the essence of these spiritual principles and the learning of life is that we ought to utterly blot out our flesh, our self-life.
正如刚才那个诗歌跟我们说，说我们舍去一切，那这些一切是不是只是包括呢物质的东西呢？
Just like the hymn said earlier, we give up all to gain the Lord. Are those all things that we are giving up, are they all just material things?
在神那里的要求就不是只是物质的东西。
But the requirements of God is not only for us to give up all the material things.
因为物质的东西 根本在神的眼中不值钱的，在我们的眼中就值钱，在神那里是不值钱的。
Material things to us could be worthwhile, but not to the Lord.
神要什么呢？
What does God require?
神要我们的心。
God demands our heart.
所以当他说要全然的涂抹的时候，
When he said utterly blot out,
问题是我们肯不肯将他灭绝。
So the question for us is, are we willing to utterly blot out?
或者我们是怎样去将他灭绝的呢？这样。
Or how do we carry that out?
所以我今早就用这个题目，我会呢分开四点来同弟兄姊妹交通。
That's why I have want to share this topic. I have four points.
第一点就是乜嘢系肉体。
The first is what is the flesh.
第二点是烂咗属灵生命成长嘅一个嘅劲敌。
Formidable enemy that hinders spiritual growth. The second.
第三点是体贴肉体同埋体贴圣灵，究竟系一回咩事情
？Third, set your mind on the flesh versus setting our mind on the spirit.
第四点是对付肉体。
Fourth, how do we deal with the flesh?
好啦，咁我哋而家嚟读下圣经好吗
？Oh, let's come to our scripture.
首先咧，第一篇我唔会全部将佢摆晒出嚟。
So I will not project all of them.
但系希望弟兄姊妹你拎出你嘅圣经嚟。
But I said, you follow, take out your Bible and follow.
亦都盼望喺网上嘅弟兄姊妹咧，你就亦都唔系咁听喎。你都拎出你嘅圣经嚟，好吗
？I said, those you online also take out your Bible. Not just to listen.
第一处系你嘅生命记二十五章十七节到到十九节。
The first place in Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 17 through 19.
呢度讲到以色列人佢哋当时嘅历史。
It was speaking a portion of the history of the Israelites.
你系摩西同佢哋。再一次嘅复述或者系纪念佢哋当时嘅情况。
It was a Moses give a recording of what happened in the past.
十七节嘅话，你要纪念你们出埃及的时候，亚玛力人喺路上点样待你？他们在路上遇见你，趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你准后边软弱嘅人，并不敬畏神，所以。耶和华你神使你不被四围一切的仇敌扰乱，在耶和华你神赐你为业的地上得享平安。那时你要将亚玛力的名号从天下除抹了，不可忘记。
Remember what Amalek did to you on the way as you were coming out of Egypt.How he met you on the way and attacked your rear ranks, all the stragglers at the rear, when you were tired and weary, and he did not fear God. Therefore, it shall be when the Lord your God has given you rest from your enemies all around in the land which the Lord your God has given you to possess as an inheritance, that you will blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.
You
shall not forget.
Hey.我想弟兄姊妹你留意的就是最尾嗰句，要将亚玛力的名号从天下涂抹了，不可忘记。
Please remember this phrase, it command at the very end of 19 says, you will blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, you shall not forget.
然后第二处的圣经出埃及记十七章。
Second place in Exodus chapter 17.
十三节同埋十四两节
，verse 13 through 14。
十三节，佢话约书亚用刀杀了亚玛力王和他的百姓。耶和华对摩西说：你啊，我要将亚玛力的名号从天下全然涂抹了。你要将这话写在书上作纪念，又念给。
So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.
大家弟兄姊妹又要留意了， 嗰句说话，我要将亚玛力嘅名号从天下传言涂抹了，然后又命令约书亚听。
So this is a please pay attention to this phrase that I'll utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, and this is for Joshua to observe.
然后我哋睇第三处嘅圣经嘅撒母耳记上十五章。
Thirdly, we'll come to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
这里有几处我要弟兄姐妹一同睇嘅，因为如果要整个嘅整章嚟睇咧，太长啦，用嘅时间太多啊，我哋只系用我哋睇几节嘅圣经啊。
Yeah, we have selected the specific verses from this chapter 15.
第二节到第三节，万军之耶和华如此说：以色列人出埃及嘅时候。在路上亚玛力人怎样待你们，怎样抵挡你们，我都没忘。现在你要去击打亚玛力人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜恤他们，将男女孩童、吃奶的并牛羊骆驼和驴进行杀死。
That says the Lord of hosts, I will punish Amalek for what he did to Israel, how he ambushed him.From the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have. Do not spare them, but kill both men and women, infant and nursing child, oxen, sheep, camel, and donkey.
那我要弟兄姐妹留意的就是尽灭尽他们所有的，不可怜恤他们。
Please remember this phrase, utterly destroy all that they have, you know, and do not spare them.
然后第八节到第九节
，8 and 9，
生擒了亚玛力王阿甲，用刀杀尽亚玛力的众民、扫罗和百姓，却怜恤阿甲，也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切美物，不肯灭绝，凡下贱瘦弱的，尽都杀了。
He also took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive.And utterly destroy all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spare Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatlings, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them, but everything despised and worthless that they utterly destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，你要留意第九节，佢哋话，扫罗和百姓却怜恤亚甲，也爱惜上好的。
Pay attention to verse 9. It said, But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep, the oxen, the fatling, the lambs, and all that was good, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them.
然后我们来看新约的圣经罗马书。
Come to the New Testament, Romans chapter 8.
第五节。
Verse 5.
到第八节。
5-8.
罗马书第八章。第五节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 5.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜悦。
Chapter 8, Romans, verse 5 through 8. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
请弟兄姐妹也都 highlight, 记得嗰句说话，体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇；体贴肉体的人，不能得神的喜欢。
So then, those pay attention. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God, and those who are carnally minded is enmity against God.
好，最后咧，我哋睇加拉太书。
Lastly, please come to Book of Galatians, chapter 5,
24 节
，verse 24.
加拉太书第五章二十四节，凡属 基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
第二十五节他说，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
我们圣经就读这么多。
All the scripture that we'll read.
我们再一次作低头的祷告。
Let's bow our head for a further word of prayer.
多谢主给我们机会到你的面前来。
Thank you, Lord. Allow us to come before you.
主啊，我们已经将你的话读过。
We have already read through your words.
求主，你用你自己的圣灵带领我们进入到去你话语里面的实际。
Ask that through your Holy Spirit, lead us into the reality of your truth.
求主叫我们不单止是认识表面的字句。
Not only we know the meaning that our word.
但求主叫我们真晓得你在字句后面的你的心意。
Please, open up, reveal to us the essence, the spirit of what you're trying to say to us.
也都引导我们走在你的喜悦的路上。
Lead us to walk, so we are pleasing to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 什么是肉体，弟兄姐妹？
So what is the flesh?
什么是肉体啊？
What is the flesh?
我们知道人呢，的被造成是有三个，用三个元素。
We know the makeup of man, there are three elements.
就是灵、魂和身体。
Spirit, soul, and the body.
未能信主的人，他们的灵是死的。
Those who have not believed in the Lord, their spirit is dead.
因此呢，人一切的活动呢，都是靠着这个魂的感觉和这个身体的行动。
Therefore, how they operate is all depending on the soul driven, not only by soul, by their feelings, but also by the body, how they feel.
但是信了耶稣的人，
But those who believe in the Lord,
他们的灵本来是死了的，是睡了的，圣经说，但是被主的生命呢，被灵在我们的里面叫我们苏分本来睡了的灵苏醒过来。
Previously, their spirit were dead, were asleep, but after believing in the Lord, their spirit was revived, rejuvenated.
而这个灵的作用呢，是同神赐下来那个圣灵里面能够恢复那个交通。
And the function of the renewed spirit is so that we can be in contact, in communication with the Holy Spirit sent from God.
从此呢，因为灵的苏醒和灵能够跟圣灵有交通，结果我们就从那里知道什么是神的旨意。
Through the revival of our own spirit, and the connection to the Holy Spirit, now we are able to find out, to determine what is the will of God.
同时也都是因着我们可以跟他交通，对他的命令，我们就起了，能够在我们里面起反应。
Because of this fellowship, communication with God, we are able to hear, to observe, to obey what God wants us to do.
是的。所以如果我们接受神在我们里面的命令呢，随跟随着他的指示来生活，这样神在我们的身上面就得到满足。
So if we then were able to take in, observe, obey the commandments from God, and to be able to carry out in our life, that will please God.
当他喜悦的时候，
in his pleasing,
我们也都欢喜，
and we will rejoice.
当他满足的时候，
in his satisfaction,
我们也都满足，
and we shall rejoice.
问题就是 我哋系唔系愿意嚟接受呢个命令，或者系我哋究竟知唔知道佢系咩？乜嘢系佢嘅旨意
？So the question, the crucial point is: Are we willing to receive, to take in, to observe what he tells us to do, or are we still trying to find out what that is?
当我哋提到人嘅时候，喺未曾犯罪之前。提到人的时候是指着他整个的人是包括他的灵魂体的操作来讲的。
When we speak about the man before the fall of man, there were the whole man, the spirit, soul, and spirit.
但是当人犯罪了之后
But after the fall of man,
人的灵就死了。
But the function, the spirit of man were dead.
那个时候留低落来的只有是魂和体。
The only thing left is the soul and body.
圣经在创世纪那里用 血气来代表。
And the Genesis is called the flesh to represent
因为,
the two.
因为第六章那里说耶和华说人既属乎肉体我的灵就不永远住在他里面。
Yeah, because in chapter 6, when it says, men are flesh, and my spirit shall not dwell with them.
所以灵没了，咁剩低落嚟嘅就系只有魂同埋身体。
So the only remaining after the spirit is dead is the soul and the body.
我曾经讲过，只有灵先可以与神有交通，身体同埋魂系唔。可以同神交通。
But as I mentioned, the faculty to communicate fellowship with God is a spirit, but now it's no more.
咁剩低嚟嘅呢两件，呢个魂同埋身体，就系我哋中国人常用提嘅血肉之躯。
And it's just like a Chinese saying, the flesh and blood, and the only two remain are the soul and body.
因为冇嗰个同神交通。同埋認識佢嘅渠道，結果我哋就照著人嘅意思嚟到活，我哋用血氣嚟到對付一切嘅事情。
Because we are lacking that faculty and a channel to communicate with God now, so therefore the only thing left is we do everything that according to our soul life, do what we want.
咁所以憑著血氣嚟到做行事為人，結果係點樣咧？
And we carry things out according to our flesh and blood. So what does that mean?
就头先我哋读嘅罗马书第八章第七节。
So what is the outcome? Is the outcome in Romans chapter 8? That's what we read earlier.
用肉体嚟到活就系与神为仇，因为佢唔服神嘅律法，因为不能够服。
Because the fleshly mind, the carnal mind, is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be.
而且圣经明明地讲第八节，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
And the Bible expressly called this out. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
严重吗，弟兄姐妹？
Is it severe?
你说我有我自由意志，
well,
我喜欢怎样就怎样。
You say, I have my free will, and I do whatever that I determine to do.
你靠着你肉体来做人，就不能得神的喜欢，就是这么简单。
It's very simple. If we live by the flesh, we're in the flesh, do everything according to our own self, we cannot please God.
圣经对这件事情非常有非常非常的严重的警告。
Toward this subject, the Bible had a severe warning.
从肉体出来的东西，
things that come out of our flesh,
就与神为仇。
It is enmity against God.
所以这个是不是我们想要的呢？
Is it something that we want to, is it the position that we'd like to take?
当然不是啊。
Of course not.
所以就是因为这样的缘故。 我们必须要在神的面前来学功课。
Therefore, we must come before God to learn our lessons.
那些所谓从云里面出来的，就是外面的言行。
Things that are coming out of our flesh are the things we say and our thoughts.
这些属肉体的东西，圣经呢，又用一个字来形容，叫情欲。
Oh, and the things that come out of the flesh have another word the Bible describes is things coming out of our lust.
刚才在加拉太书那里我们没读。
There's some verses in Galatians that we did not read earlier.
但是我今天就将它摆出来。
But I had it posted on the projector.
情欲的事是什么呢？
And what are the things of the flesh?
奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、忌恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、凶杀、醉酒、谎言等类。
Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like.
哇，我话你呢度啊，好多好多喎。
Wow, there's so many listed here.
但其实都仲系部分。
But in fact, it was partial.
咁多佢点样数得埋、数得晒呢
？How there's so many? How can you include all of them?
跟住圣经就俾一个统称佢哋。
And the Bible said.And the like.
No, 统称啊,
it grouped them.
Yeah, 就叫做罪行呢。
And it says, these are iniquities.
不认神，不接受神，这个是背叛神，是那个原罪。但是我们有些的罪行呢，是你生出来之后你所犯的。
There's a rejection, rebellion, and there are the things that you...carry out the consequences, things that we do.
对这样，对这样，即对做这些事的人。
For those who carry out the works of the flesh.
圣经就有一个这样的说话来讲。
And the Bible gave a comment.
行这样事的人必不能够承受神的国。
And that those who, I forewarn you, just as I forewarn you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
看见吗，弟兄姊妹？
Brothers and sisters, do you see this?
肉体的就是罪的温床。
The flesh is where sins are hiding, the hiding place.
Yeah, 肉体的活动就是我们被定罪的根源。
The works of the flesh are the root for our condemnation.
所以什么是肉体呢，弟兄姊妹？
So what is the flesh, brothers and sisters?
肉体就是那些顶撞神、背叛神、作神所不喜悦的一切的那些行动。
So the flesh rejects God, rebel against God, and do everything that are contrary to the will and the desire of God.
在人来看，哇，这里 有得表现出来的，看得见的。
To man, this is something that carried out outward, you can see it, manifested.
但是 在看得见之前，看得见 But, 有这些动作之前，你一定是心里面起了这个疑义，然后才有行动。
But prior to the carrying out of the works of the flesh,There is something in the mind that is already operating, the lust.
乜嘢令至到我哋有咁样嘅行动呢？
So what causes us to have these outward activities of the flesh?
呢个肉体，就系呢个肉体啦。
It is the flesh inside.
所以肉体系乜嘢？
So what is the flesh again?
就系一切嘅罪行。
Is all that iniquities.
呢个第一点。
That's the first point.
第二点，拦阻属灵生命成长的劲敌。
Second point, a formidable enemy that hinders spiritual growth.
亦都就系肉体。
And that is the answer of that is also the flesh.
所以当我哋对肉体有认识嘅时候。
So the, as we understand what the flesh is.
同时你亦都认识到神究竟想我哋有啲乜嘢。神要我哋舍去啲乜嘢。
On the other hand, we also see what God desires and what God wants us to get rid of.
所以好多嘅时候我哋就諗我哋想得到啲乜嘢。
Many times we think, what should we obtain and get from the Lord?
从神嗰度得到啲咩嘅祝福。
What blessing can we obtain from God?
今日神有一个嘅命令，佢话你要为我舍去啲乜嘢。
But God has a command today, is to ask us this question, what are we to
give up? 如果我们对神那个命令是准确的话，
if we are, in fact, if we know what the command is,
神就满足，
and he shall be satisfied.
照着他的命令而行， 神就满足。
According to his command, if we carry out, then he shall be satisfied.
我们记得了，当以色列人出埃及的时候，
when the Israelites, they were going through Exodus.
当要出埃及的时候，他们有一个仇敌，他们那个仇敌就是埃及人。
And they had this enemy, and they were the Egyptians.
当他们行要进入迦南地这条路上面的时候，他们也都有一个敌人。
And as they were on their way, leaving out of Egypt, and there was another enemy.
那个仇敌在路上的仇敌就是撒玛亚玛力人。
And that enemy on the way out was the Amalekites.
就是刚才我们读的那几节圣经，那几节的圣经。
It was those few verses that we read earlier.
这两个仇敌呢，都是撒旦所主使出来的。
So these two enemies, they came from Satan.
要他们在环境上面来被阻止，不俾佢哋进入去神嘅丰富地。
So through their circumstances, they were there, placed there to hinder them.
但系喺人生嘅路上边啊
，But in our life，
却系有一个更加厉害嘅敌人。
There is even a more a severe enemy.
佢哋嘅嗰个敌人就系佢哋嘅自己。
And the enemy is themselves.
那个敌人就是他们的肉体。
And the enemy is their flesh.
埃及人和亚玛力人的攻击或者他们的行动作是显而易见的。
Through the attacks of the Egyptians and the Amalekites, they were outward. You can see it.
肉体的情欲和肉体的活动出来的很多时候
But the lust of the flesh and the works of the flesh is many times hidden, hard to see.
在外面来看好像是很有理由。
Hourly, things seem very reasonable.
但是实际上面是出自他们的肉体，那个是理由是不充分的。
But in fact, it came from the flesh.
我举一个例子。
Give an example.
如果你记得出埃及记刚才我们读的15章。百姓离开了埃及之后，
remember in chapter 15 of Exodus, after the Israelites left Egypt,
他们呢在那里呢就立刻就向摩西发怨言了。
So they immediately they were complaining to Moses.
为什么？因为没水饮。
There's no water to drink.
或者他们说这水不好饮。
And they don't like the bitter water.
好。摩西因为他们这样的发怨言，就求问神，祷告神。
So Moses plead with God because of that.
于是呢有磐石呢流出水来，解决了他们口渴的问题。
So there was a rock, and then the water came out of it to solve that problem.
然后过了没多久呢，
and later on,
他们又向摩西发怨言。
They complained to Moses again.
这次是为了食物的原因。
And this time is because of the food.
咁於是摩西再向神禱告。
So Moses went to God again.
啊，於是有瑪拿咧就賜落嚟，解決咗佢哋食嘅問題。
There were manna that came from heaven to solve that particular problem.
咁喺表面上面嚟睇，
好
合理嘅，係嘛
？Really very reasonable, right?
飲水、糧食呢啲係維持生命嘅嘅東西喎，咩唔啱咧
？Water to drink, food to eat for sustenance, right?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们留意当时的环境啊，
But you pay close attention to their circumstance.
你就知道并不是说有没得饮的这样的问题。
You know, the problem is not whether they have water or no water to drink.
因为他们不是完全没水饮。
They were not lack of water, actually.
但是就是因为那些水不入得口啊。
Because they couldn't drink those water, they were bitter.
亦都唔系因为佢哋完全冇食物。
It's not because they were lack of food completely.
而系佢哋觉得呢啲食物唔够丰富。
Because they thought those food are not good enough for them.
佢哋对住啲咁淡薄嘅干粮。
They saw all the food that they were just so basic, so simple.
佢觉得，哎呀，点得噶？喺度成日挨面包，我哋教紧时。近时咧鱼翅捞饭嘅噃，又唔知啲咩嘅喎，皇家韭菜咁都唔知几开心，但系而家乜都冇。
Yeah, they thought of what compared to what they had in Egypt, all the food, the tasty food that they used to have, is not comparable at all.
系啊，所以弟兄姊妹，唔系佢哋冇得食。
It's not that they don't have anything to eat.
唔系，而系冇好嘢食。
They don't have good food.
唔够丰富。
Not good enough.
所以听住咪你睇见呢啲嘅要求系从肉体嗰度出嚟。
So you see, these demands came out of the flesh.
系从私欲里边出嚟。
Came out from the lust.
咁从私欲出嚟嘅东西。
Those things that came from that
就。是与神为仇敌
and is enmity against God.
所以神的敌人
So the enemy of God.
我们不可以姑息
Oh, we ought not to spare.
根据神的话
According to his word.
我们一定要将它除灭灭绝
The command is to utterly blot them out.
呢一点，当时神系有对以色列人系应该有明确嘅指示。
That should be a command that's expressly given out.
咁啊喺出埃及记啊唔系出埃及记喺出埃及之后呢？ So, 如果弟兄姊妹读历史，你会发觉到第一场嘅战争系以色列人同亚玛力人嚟到打。
So after they left Egypt.The first battle that they encountered was with Amalekites.
那就是那一场呢记不记得摩西在山上面祷告咁然后举手的时候呢下面的以色列人就得胜。咁几时呢摩西的手垂落来下面的以色列人就失败的那场战争呢
It was a battle warfare where Moses was lifting up his hands on a mountaintop.And the Israelites having a victory down below. But whenever his hands were tired heavy, then the hands were down and they were losing the battle. Remember that?
大家都记得那次的战争。
Do you recall?
但你记不记得当这个战争结束了之后
And after the end of that battle,
摩西是怎么说?
What did Moses say?
所以在17章13节他们说约书亚就是用刀杀了亚玛力王和他的百姓。
So Joshua, in verse 13 of chapter 17 of Exodus, so Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword.
咁十四节，耶和华对摩西说：我要将亚玛力嘅名号从天下传扬嘅头目。
Verse 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this for a memorial in the book and recount in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven."
清清楚楚嘅咁样话俾佢哋听。
Expressly, clearly told them.
所以喺出埃及记嘅以色列人中间有咁样嘅指示。
So these are the commands given during Exodus.
咁结果呢一个嘅指示咧，一直就到撒母耳记嘅嗰个时期。
So this command carried through the time of First Samuel.
呢个嘅指令咧，这个命令咧系仍然系咁明确嘅。
This command is still very vivid.
所以头先 ，OK 系十五章。撒母耳记上嘅十五章
，First Samuel chapter 15，
亦系咁样嚟吩咐呢个扫罗，佢话：现在你要去击打亚玛力人，灭绝他们所有的，不可爱惜他们，将男女孩童吃奶的，并牛羊骆驼和鹿进行杀死。
So it was a continuation. It says, now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and do not spare them. This was a command given from God to Saul.
并且呢，属亚分别系下边我会写出嚟，但只要呢系属乎亚玛力人嘅嘢，无论系人生畜好坏。都要除滅，一個都不可以留。
But the further on, I did not put it out. It's everything that belonged to the Amalekites, the cattle and livestock, people, and good and bad, utterly everything, destroy them.
所以在這件事情上，我弟兄姊妹你很清楚，亞瑪力人是代表著人的肉體。
This is very clear, brother and sister. Amalekites, Amalek, it represents a flesh of men.
So, 神嘅儿女喺追求进入去神嘅丰富嘅途中，同时我哋亦都要学习对付我哋嘅肉体。
So, as the children of God in pursuit of, following the Lord, we need to learn this lesson of dealing with our flesh.
因为这个肉体是我们生命长进的一个最大最大的障碍。
Because this is the greatest hindrance of our spiritual growth, is our own flesh.
那对付肉体要非常的彻底，
so,
要去到一个地步，使佢喺我哋嘅身上边完全一啲功效都冇。
So we have to be absolute in dealing with the flesh, so that it will not have any effect.
所以嗰个全然灭绝嘅意思就系话，连一啲咁多都唔可以留低。
So that's why the word utterly is very important. That means there is not a hint of it left.
第三点我要同弟兄姊妹交通嘅。
Thirdly,
体贴肉体同埋体贴圣灵。
Yielding to the flesh versus yielding to the spirit.
Amalekian 代表肉体。
Amalekites represents the flesh.
神的儿女，以色列人当时是用代表着追求神的儿女。
The Israelites represent the children of God, right?
是。咁啊，我哋读创世记嘅时候。
Do we come to read Genesis?
我哋都知道以色列人系雅各嘅子孙。
Oh, we know the Israelites are a descendant of Jacob.
而雅各同埋以扫嘅关系咧，亚玛力人咧就系以扫嘅子孙嚟。
And in fact, Amalekite they are descendants of Esau.
雅各同埋以扫嘅关系咧系兄弟。
And we know that Jacob is a brother of Esau.
而且是孖生兄弟。
And they are twins.
他们在未人出世之前，在他妈妈的肚子里面。
Prior to birth in the mother's womb.
就已经是彼此相争了。
They were already fighting in the womb.
争到一个地步打起交上来。
To the point they were really fighting.
所以那时候尼伯格驮住他们的时候呢，觉得非常的痛苦。
So Rebecca, when there were two in her tummy, she felt this. This is something weird, strange going on.
苦到一个地步呢，不如我死了他算了。
Oh, I'd rather die.
咁呢啲嘅历史，弟兄姊妹你都熟。
So brother and sister, we know this history.
但基督徒今日 属神嘅儿女，其实都好似尼伯迦一样。
So to us Christian today, we are kind of like we're in her shoes.
当我哋信咗耶稣之后
，After we believe in Jesus,
我哋知道圣灵内住喺我哋里边。
We know the Holy Spirit indwelling us.
从此呢，喺我哋嘅里边咧，就有一个属肉体嘅生命，同埋一个属灵嘅生命。
And there is a spiritual life, and also there is our old life. It's still intact.
呢个属肉体嘅生命就系我哋呢个旧人。这个己这个用魂同埋身体合成。
The life of the flesh, sometimes we call it the old man or the flesh is one.
从神来嗰个新嘅生命就系圣灵居住喺我哋嘅里边。
And the life that comes from God is the Holy Spirit, the new life.
结果呢两个生命
，and these two lives
就系唔系相安无事。
And they don't cooperate and dwell harmoniously together.
一直喺度争战。
But they always are warring against each other.
一个按照肉体嘅喜好去中意犯罪。
One would like to carry out sin out of the sinful flesh.
另外一个就按照圣灵，嗰个圣洁自守。
But on the contrary, the life from God, the Holy Spirit, want to live a sanctified life.
好多嘅时候我哋都睇见。
So therefore, we encounter this.
属体嘅里边有骄傲，有脾气，有爱世界，爱宴乐。
Pride, temper, love of the world in our flesh, we experience all this.
同时喺属灵嘅生命嘅里头咧，我哋又要有忍耐。又要有温柔，又要去爱主，又要为主受苦等等。
At the same time, the Spirit also promised to be gentle, to be humble, to love the Lord, and so on and so forth.
但系你知道呢两组嘅嘢，两样嘢咁唔嚟嘅系嘛
？But we see these are two different categories, and they are contrary to each other.
就叫做有你冇我。
It's either you or me.
就系咁样争战。
And there's warring against each other.
喺我哋里头就系咁样样。
It's like that inside us.
我唔知道弟兄姊妹你有冇咁样嘅经历。
I don't know you have such experience.
当你有的时候有灵里边催促准备去亲近神嘅时候。
Sometimes our spirit reminds us, promise to draw close to God.
就唔知点解突然间有啲嘅事情发生。
And then think some things happen.
叫你停止咗嗰个嘅追求。
So we distracted and we stop that pursuit.
好多时候我准备嚟读圣经。
Sometimes I prepare to read the Bible.
祷告嘅时候。
And to pray.
无端端佢有个电话嚟
，and then some phone call will come，
或者有人揿钟
，someone ring the doorbell，
咁啊将你本来要去追求嘅嗰个意愿咧，好似打叉咗。
So the desire to pursue were distracted，
唔系话唔俾你去追求
，it's not that they prohibited you to do so，
佢系呢个追求被打叉咗
，and it was like a hindrance， a distraction。
结果冇法子继续进行，系嘛
？And we continue to go on. It's hard to go on.
有时你愿意去为主嚟作见证。
Sometimes you're willing to testify for God.
但系唔知点解里边有一个感觉好惊啊。
And you have a feeling that you're a little bit fearful.
又或者有第二个 second thought 有个第二个意念出嚟，喂，你咁样交通，你咁样讲啱唔啱啊？好唔好噶？需唔需要啊？咁
there could be other thoughts or doubts, or questions. What you are about to do?
所以咧，就将本来你要同神亲近，你要去见证主嘅嗰个意念咧，就打散。
So it took away, distract us from the original pursuit of God's will.
结果神嘅恩典无法子喺你嘅身上边嚟现出嚟，系嘛？
And therefore, the grace of God were fall short on us.
所以保罗喺罗马书七章二十三节嗰度话，佢都有咁嘅感觉啊。保罗话，我觉得我体里边有个律，同我心中个律交战，将我掳去，叫我服从嗰个肉体中犯罪嘅律。
And therefore, Paul had the same experience. He said in Romans chapter 7:23, But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. in bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
因为在里面他要交战到一个地步，好像尼伯迦咁样，哎呀，我不如死了他了。
It was warring, just like the two babies in Rebecca's womb. They were fighting. It's so difficult.
结果我们听见保罗说、哎、我真是苦了，有谁能够救我脱离这个罪死的身体呢？
Oh, wretched man I am. Who can save me from this wretched body? Who will deliver me from this body of death? That's Paul's exclamation because of their warring, that battle.
不知道弟兄姊妹你有没有这样的经历？
Brothers, I don't know if you experienced the same thing.
今天我们要体贴主，还是体贴的肉体呢？
Today, are we yielding to the Lord or yielding to our own flesh?
要体贴圣灵，还是体贴我们的肉体？
To yield to the Holy Spirit or yield to our own flesh?
没错，仇敌他会来攻击。
Yes, the enemy will attack.
但问题就是说，我们要立定我们的心志，要接受主，要听从主的吩咐。
However, we had to set our mind toward the Lord and set our mind to determine to carry out His will.
扫罗王接到嗰个嘅命令啊，翻嚟撒母耳记上，扫罗王接受咗嗰个命令，话要去将亚玛力人同埋所有嘅嘢都灭绝。
When Saul received a command from God to utterly blot out everything that belongs to the Amalekites,
当佢去嘅时候
，when he went forth，
喺佢嘅面前。就出现了一个大的试探。
So there was such a great temptation before him.
那个试探就是他不听神的话，不是呢没去将亚玛力人来杀消灭。
The temptation it is not to just go and destroy the Amalekites. No.
他只是将那些坏的有病的、有残疾的、瘦弱的、不体面的、难体的那些全部都杀了。
But it's everything that despised and worthless that he utterly destroyed.
但是就将那些强壮的、好的或者是聪明的、美好的就都留下来。
But the best, the good, the unblemished, those he's going to keep himself.
特别见到这个亚玛力王，哇，他又高大威猛，很帅，又是英雄。
And also the king of Agag, for some reason, he saw something in him, he's going to spare him.
结果他就要将他留下来。
And he spared the king of Agag.
他是不舍得，圣经说。
He unwilling.
圣经说，扫罗连率亚甲。也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切的美物，不肯灭绝。
Son, the people spared Agag and best of the sheep and the cattle and so on, and were unwilling to utterly destroy them.
啊，甚至乎呢，去到一个地步，他有一个的意愿。
And to the point where he this had this idea.
他说、哎、其实我们留下呢都应该有个理由的。这个理由呢最好呢是什么呢？愿给耶和华啦。如果我说我将这些这么好的东西来献给神，难道他不喜欢吗？
Oh, and I also he come up with another reason to excuse himself for doing so is, oh, these things are not for me, the good.Best of the sheep, I can use these to offer up to Jehovah. That would be great.
啊，佢就将神嗰个命令咧，将撒母耳嗰个命令完全咧，调转晒嚟讲噶啦。
So he has completely twisted the command of God to justify himself.
嗱、啊，我唔系为自己嚟留低俾我自己用噶，吓、啊、我为。奉献个俾神啊嘛，我为神嚟都做噶噃。
You see, I spare all these things not for myself.But in turn, I offer it back to God.
啊，你话呢个理由合唔合理咧？
You think this is reasonable?
系咪一个好嘅理由？
You think this will work?
从表面上嚟睇，哇！如果你唔睇前面嗰橛，你净系睇到呢一橛， 哇，这个人真是属灵咯。
If you don't read the commandment of God, you just see this part, you say, wow, he is a good person.
当我们留意到整个的事情的时候，你就发觉到这个人是绝对是不听不接受命令的人。
But you see the whole context of the word, you see, this is a person that rejects the word of God.
反为你会还觉得，喂，撒母耳，你这么不近人情的。
You could say, wow, Samuel, you're so, you do not have mercy.
是啦，为什么要赶尽杀绝呢？
Wow, why you had to utterly blot them out?
还有用的嘛，献过给神。
They see there's something good left you could give to God. Isn't that a good way to offer?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有没有这样的情况出现呢？
So does these conditions also happen in our lives?
我们是不是都有这样，好像扫罗这样的观念？
Do we think like Saul does?
我告诉你，弟兄姊妹，弟兄姊妹听，我好惭愧嘅，我都曾经有咁样嘅事。
I'm shameful to share this with you. That was me.
我系要嚟服侍主，我系要嚟到跟随主。
Yes, I come. I want to serve God to follow Him.
但用咩方法呢
？But how?
用我自己认为对嘅方法嚟。
I think I will serve Him and follow Him in my own ways.
因为我觉得我。所想的是对的
Because I felt like what I think is right.
我所睇嘅我个主见系啱。
But I see that my view is correct.
而神嘅说话，可以因为环境或者系其他嚟到借歪一啲咁多。
And maybe the word of God can be compromised just a little bit.
我常常都系用我个本性嚟到服侍神。
I always use my out of my nature to serve God.
意思就是说我觉得好的合理的过得我这个头脑的、啊、我 就这样做。
Meaning that what I think is good is reasonable and what I think is good, I use that to serve God with.
但是忘记了神要不要我们这样做
But I forgot, is this something that you want me to do, Lord?
所以主的话是命令
So the word of God is a commandment.
也都是权柄
It's also authority.
这个问题就是我们要不要服那个权柄
The problem is, do we want to lay under the authority?
有个弟兄跟我说
A brother told me.
他说我知道我是挺硬颈的
I know I'm so stubborn.
不过这个硬颈，我是坚持主自己的。
But this stubbornness, it came from me holding fast with the Lord.
咁你话用坚持，你话用硬颈，佢话坚持，咁咪咬真死噶啦。
So you say he's stubborn, but he said he is holding fast. So which one is it?
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我哋喺神嘅面前。要有一个柔软的心。
So, brothers and sisters, we ought to have a gentleness of heart before the Lord.
这个柔软是对主的柔软。
And this is a meekness toward the Lord.
就是说，当他指示我们做的是错的时候，我们就要有一个柔软的心来接受，不要硬着颈项这样坚持到底。
When he instructs us something of a corrections,then we ought to be meek and subject under what he wants us to correct.
几时我们跟随着我们这个肉体来到服侍主，几时你会发觉到一定会有失败的机会。
Whenever we follow our flesh to serve God, to carry things out, then we will come to the opportunity that we may fail.
彼得不就是这样吗？
That was Peter's case.
他曾经在主面前来夸口的凭着他的肉体来讲，他说众人虽然呢为你的缘故跌倒，我永不跌倒。
Remember he swear and curse and say if all will fall betray you, but I will stand, I will not betray you, Lord.
结果怎样呢？
That was out of the flesh, and what happened?
只是一个小侍女，一个妹仔这样，喂你是跟他们同党的，这么一句而已。
It took just a word from the maid servant. Hey, you're with them, aren't you?
他就完全的失败，三次不认主。
And he failed terribly. Three times denied the Lord there.
靠着个肉体来到服侍。
So we serve God with our flesh.
肯定没结果，没好结果。
There will be failures.
但是有些东西，其实都几好的，好像刚才那个弟兄说，我很坚持主的，坚持主的话的。我不会呢，摇摇摆摆的，我一是很正直的。
But some things that may be right, and just like the brother said, I am holding fast for the Lord to stand fast.
为什么那些不可以用？
Why is that not good?
我有这样的经历，这样为什么不可以用来服侍主呢？
I'm persistent to stand fast. What's wrong with that?
为什么不可以用？为什么不可以用？
Why is that no good?
我们今天就是用好和坏来到做这个界线。
Because this, our discernment today is coming from what is good versus what is wrong or not good.
但神却是看这件的事究竟是出自什么。
But,
源头的问题，
but the perspective from God, he needs to see where this come from. Where does it come from? What is the root?
Yeah, 这个源头是从哪里来，是断定你成功或者失败，或者神喜悦或者不喜悦。
It's a source of where it comes from. That determines what is pleasing to God versus not.
Esther, 我太太呢就成日去买餸，咁呢佢就会买嘅时候呢，买譬如买啲罐头啊，啲咩酱油啊嘅时候呢，佢总係鍾意睇下有效嘅日期。
My wife Esther goes to shopping, always look at the expiration dates of the product.
你哋都会咁样吓。
Everyone do it, right?
咁但係呢佢亦都同时呢睇下呢个货物啊。
We also saw where it come from.
个出产地。
Where it originate from.
那如果是强国出来的呢，他多数他都不会买。
It coming from a better of a nation, then she will not buy them.
你明白我意思吗？
Do you understand?
我相信大家都会这样，是吧？
Maybe we all would do the same. Why is that?
那里出的不漂亮吗？那些还合我们口味。
Well, it came from that place. Isn't that better?
是因为源头的问题。
But it's a source.
同样的东西如果在墨西哥那边来的，那么有不同的讲法。
It's the same thing.
在美国出产的有不同的讲法。
Yeah, so it depends on where it comes from, whether Mexico or US, for example.
今天神看事情也是这样。
So when God sees things, it's the same.
源头在哪里？
It's a source where
it comes from. 如果是出自我们的肉体的，
It has come from our flesh.
如果是出自我们那个情欲的，
If it comes from our lust.
即管在外面看来是非常的合理，又是很有功用，但这个都不是神所要的。反为将这些事情以传言的消灭。
Outwardly, it may seem reasonable, good outwardly, but that is something that God will have to utterly blot out.
所以弟兄姊妹，即管我们有一个不朽、不屈、不挠的精神来到服侍。
Although, brothers and sisters, we may have a persistent, a strong spirit to serve God.
即使你的爱心爆棚。
And even though our love, our fervent.
甚至你有一个刚强的意志。
And you have we have a strong will.
若果那些是从你的肉体那里出来，
But if the things are coming out of our flesh,
神都不会点头。
And God will not give the approval.
因为天然，出自天然的长处、短处来服侍主，都是我们不懂得体贴主。
If things are coming out of our carnal mind, whether they're good things, but those will not please God.
Yeah, 因为这条路一定不通的，弟兄姊妹。
We cannot pass the test.
所以，这个扫罗， 佢認為誒呢啲好好幾好嘅喎，呢啲牛羊又肥又壯又乜嘢？神唔係要嗰啲完整嘅肥壯嘅嚟到作獻祭咩？我而家咪拎嚟咯。
So Saul may think this is the best of the sheep. These are the best. They are whole. They are not blemish. Isn't that what God wants?
但係神要問呢啲嘢喺邊度嚟嘅
？But God will ask where they come from.
咁一問嘅時候，你就知道。那個、成功率有幾高
And once that question is asked, you know the probability of being accepted.
所以弟兄姊妹喺我哋身上邊嘅邪情私欲，我哋要對付。
So it's a lust of the flesh, the deceit.
嗰啲人嘅性格，我哋以前攞嚟誇口嘅，我哋成功嘅嗰啲嘅個東西。都要對付。
So all the things that we boast about previously in our self life, those need to be utterly blotted out, or else.
否則嘅話
or else.
神一定有一日會對付。
The Lord will deal with them eventually one day.
在撒母耳記下第二章。
In 2 Samuel chapter 2.
咁啊，記載一件嘅事情，有一日掃羅死咗。
One day that Saul passed.
咁大衛就問：你係咩？有一個報信嘅人嚟到同大衛講啊！掃羅死咗啦。
And there was a messenger that came to David and bring the news. Oh, Saul has passed.
哇！咁大衛就問啦：佢係點死㗎
？And David asked him, "How did he die?"
佢話：係我殺死，係我殺嘅。
Oh, and that messenger says, "I killed him."
啊！咁啊，大卫就问：喂，咁你系咩人啊
？So David asked him, "So who are you?"
佢话：我系亚玛利人。
I'm a Malachi.
扫罗接受咗一个命令，要将亚玛利人全然嘅屠没，全部杀晒。
That Saul had received a command from God to utterly blot out the Amalekites, correct?
但系佢将佢好嘅留翻。
But he saved and spared the best of the sheep.
结果到咗最后嘅时候
，at the end，
佢就系死喺亚玛利人嘅手中。
So he died on the hand of Amalekites.
呢个唔系报应啊，唔系话嘅问题。
So this is not the fruit that the outcome.
原则嘅问题
，but it's a principle.
我相信弟兄姊妹喺我哋嘅中间，好多嘅罪都喺消极上边，我哋已经对付咗嘅。
Passively, I think, brothers and sisters, among us, we dealt with sins.
但系仲有一啲嘅天然嘅属肉体嘅脾性啊，同埋你嘅态度啊，有冇改到
？But our temperament, our attitude, there are many things that are left over from our fleshly life.
有冇从我呢个肉体呢、这个老我嘅里边嚟交出嚟俾主？完全嘅杀死。
There are still things that are out of self-life that we need to give to the Lord. That those things need to be utterly blot out as well.
弟兄姊妹一定要记得体贴肉体嘅就系死，体贴圣灵嘅，然后有生命平安。
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace.
原来体贴肉体嘅就系与神为仇，属肉体嘅人不。能得神喜欢。
For to be carnally minded is enmity against God. Those who are carnally minded cannot please God.
因为时间嘅关系，我就停喺呢度。
Because of time, I have to stop here.
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
我哋祈祷。
Let's pray.
主，多谢你俾我哋你嘅话。
Dear Lord, we thank you. Give us your words.
求主俾我哋照明，叫我哋唔单止读过你嘅话，又知道你嘅心意。并且接受你的命令。
Enlighten us, Lord, so that not only we read of your word, but we will know your will and to accept it into our lives.
但愿主你引导我哋。
May you guide us, Lord.
因为我哋实在嘅唔愿意落喺你嘅审判嘅底下。
We do not want to be under your hand of judgment.
却愿意你得着。最大嘅喜乐。
But rather, we want you to be satisfied, have joy.
但愿主你开我哋嘅眼睛。
May you open our eyes, Lord.
唔单止监察我哋自己嘅内心。
Search our hearts.
并且叫我哋真系活出主你要我哋活出嘅样式。
There may lift out yourself.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.